And that's why we read here in this passage in verse 14. Those he brings back with him are those who are the called, the chosen, and the faithful. The last part should not be ignored. Let me spend 1 minute on that. Most people who are not Calvinists are one-point Calvinists, unless they're thoroughgoing Arminians. Calvinists have the tulip. Thoroughgoing Arminians have the daisy. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me. No. That poor pun. But the P in tulip stands for the perseverance of the saints. That is to say that God not only saves you, but he keeps you. Keeps you. Only a sovereign God has the power to keep you from falling, to keep you from going back, and to leave the salvation that you have received. Those who are thoroughgoing Arminians will say, I can elect myself out of salvation, just like I can choose myself into salvation. I don't like that. A lot of people don't like that either. On a whim, I could choose myself out of salvation. Forget about it. I know whom I have believed, and today I am persuaded that he is able to guard and to keep that which I committed unto him on that snowy day when I responded in faith to Jesus, to keep that which I've committed unto him temporarily, no, all the way to the day of Jesus Christ, which is what's being described here for us in the text. Philippians 1:6, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it all the way to the day of Jesus Christ. God is not a quitter. He finishes what he starts. He calls you, brings you into his family, and he keeps you in his family. No secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior. So even if you don't believe in the sovereignty of God, you believe he's going to keep you. By the way, the perseverance of the saints is sometimes translated as the perseverance of God in and through the saints. If it were up to me, I wouldn't keep myself very well. I wouldn't guard myself very well. But he keeps me, and he guards me. And so that's called eternal security. So you're at least that much in the camp. So I just want to share this with you because those that come back with Jesus are those who are the called, the chosen, and by his grace, the faithful, kept until all the way until the end. Only a sovereign God can do that. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the grace that you've extended toward us, undeserving though we are, unworthy though we are. How you've loved us from eternity past, instead of letting us go our own way and suffer the consequences of our own choices, of our own resistance, you graciously called us to yourself. You won us to yourself. You wooed and won us to yourself. And how we thank you that one day we saw the Savior for who he really is, that you planted in our hearts both the desire to believe, the power to believe, and then with that day we chose to believe because you did all of that for us. Father, it's a mystery, it's a paradox, but it's not a contradiction. You're sovereign, and we're responsible. We thank you that today, as we extend the gospel to the world, we can tell them God loves them, and they're responsible to respond. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Your love makes me sing. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain. Your love is a mystery. How you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Surprising, we feel it rising, all the joy that's grown.